For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. So what's going on in the stores?
Jeff, it is beautiful at Osmond Designs. I don't know about you, but I'm loving this weather. And, you know, this week we've had a lot of fun jazz games, BYU games. There's lots of excitement going on in Utah. But on this show, we specifically talk about real estate. And I've been doing this show for almost 4 years, and it's always good news. I don't think we've ever had a show that we, you know, are depressed when we leave the show. Utah is making money, and not only the residents here, but also people from out of state are coming here. And today I'm really excited because we get to talk about money. And we have Joe Evans. He's the corporate real estate manager with Mountain America Credit Union. And we also have Alberto Vasquez from Mountain West Commercial Real Estate. And we are so excited to have both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. So, Alberto, what's going on in the commercial real estate industry right now?
So the commercial side is growing, specifically in Utah. It is we are expanding, as you can see, all the growth that's happening throughout Utah. We have a lot of developers that are coming in to Utah, as you can see, as you guys have heard, the big project, The Point, over in Draper, that's bringing a lot of big names into town. We're just, you know, Utah, we have an influx of people coming in from all other states, and yeah, the growth is just happening here.
So, Joe, you represent more of the residential. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I've been a licensed residential agent for the last 10 years. And what's really impacting the market right now is lack of inventory. There are so many people coming to Utah, and affordability is an actual issue at the moment. The average median home is just over $550,000 in this general Salt Lake area. It makes housing really unaffordable at the moment. There's low inventory and rising interest rates. As you know, interest rates on mortgages grew over the last few years. Mountain America does have great products out there. We have very experienced residential mortgage officers that help our members every day buy homes. We offer great mortgage interest rates. We have incentives for first-time home buyers, and our purpose here is just to help the community in any way, shape, or form. We have over 103 branches, and just today we are opening up our 104th branch in North Ogden, Utah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Unbelievable. Are those specifically only in Utah?
No, we do have 104 total, but we are in five states. We are in Montana, we are in Idaho, we are in Utah, and we are in Arizona and Nevada.
So predictions, I mean, clearly Mountain America Credit Union continues to expand and grow. Is that your prediction for the residential and commercial real estate market right now?
Yes. You know, I know that Governor Cox has made it very important to address the housing shortage crisis and the affordability crisis. We do hope to see mortgage rates drop, I believe, twice before the end of the year, which should help buyers be able to afford more house. Obviously, the lower the interest rate, the more you can qualify to purchase. So,
in the back office at Mountain America, mm-hmm. do you predict how much interest rates are going to move? We talk about two interest rate cuts mm-hmm. by the Fed over the rest of the year. Does that mean that mortgage rates are going to be maybe a half point lower the end of the year?
I believe so, yes. We do see there's a little shift in the market at the moment, and I do see those half a point drops coming by the end of the year.
Excellent. I love Mountain America Credit Union. You have the most incredible buildings. They're always, you know, as a designer, they're stylish, they're innovative, they're fashion forward. They just are super cool. And then, of course, you know, on I-15, you have that incredible office building that is right next to the Hale Center Theater. You are very, very involved in the community and in sponsoring the community and supporting the community. I love that. What are some of the other things besides the Hale Center Theater that you are involved with?
Yes, we actually just announced this month that we are now sponsoring not only the Hale Center Theater, but a Centerpoint Legacy Theater up in Centerville, Utah. That is a brand new sponsorship in the last few weeks. We believe in helping local communities in art, helping people get into houses, helping people getting car loans. I started with the credit union back in 2012 at the branches while I was working on both my real estate license and my master's in real estate. And it was just incredible to sit down with a member. There was one member particularly that came in with an under 500 credit score, and we made it our mission to make sure that that member could improve their credit and get into a home. And we made that happen in less than 2 years. We sat down, we pulled their credit report. We looked at every debt that might, every point that we could figure out how to improve their credit. And we made it our mission.
So not only do you do residential loans, you do commercial loans, mm-hmm. you do HELOC loans, you do car loans.
Correct.
You mm-hmm. have youth savings loans.
Yes.
Or I guess programs, I should say.
Yes.
What other things do you offer?
One thing that most people don't realize is Mountain America is the number one SBA lending credit union in the nation. In fact, my personal story is I was working at a financial institution in Utah for over 6 years. I won't say their name, but they are a major competitor on the banking side. My wife wanted to buy a doggy daycare business in Park City, Utah. And I figured I worked on the commercial lending team at this bank. We applied through the Women's Financial Banking Group, and we were denied our loan. And we were trying to figure out how can we achieve this dream for both my wife and her sister.
Loan shark.
So
don't do that.
No. So we just Googled SBA lender and Mountain America popped up, and we went and we applied, and they did approve us, and it changed my whole world. My wife became a small business owner. Her sister became a small business owner. I don't know if you've seen those videos on TikTok where the person goes around in a bus and picks up the dogs, and the dogs are always so happy to see them.
No.
She did that for 6 years wow. in Summit County, walking dogs, boarding dogs. It provided jobs for not only for her and her sister, but they had several employees. So through this SBA program and the approval of Mountain America, it created jobs in the community and really changed our future. And I was so impressed with the customer service that Mountain America gave. I quit my job and went straight over to Mountain America and started working.
I did one. SBA loans are tough. There's mm-hmm. just a lot of paperwork, a lot of biting your fingernails, waiting and wondering and having to reapply and change the application and provide supplemental data. Mountain America makes it an easier process?
Absolutely. We have very, very qualified loan officers that really, I feel like credit unions, when you walk in, there's a difference. And you'll notice that with our branches. We actually work with Alberto here to help procure new branches for our communities. And we're buying bigger plots of land just so we can have more parking. You would think after COVID and everybody going remote that people could just do all their banking online. But there is something different. I don't know what it is, but we have the special sauce where our members use our branches, the parking lots are full, and they are happy.
Okay, so I have to ask, because I am a member of your credit union and have been for a number of years, all happy, all good, but I've only been to my branch around the corner twice. I've had no business to conduct. What is everybody doing inside these branches that you need more parking?
We're all doing the online stuff. I don't know who's going to the branches these days, but...
I would encourage you to go to your branch. You know, I had that. I spoke about that experience where I sat down with this member who had no hope in buying a home with a 500 credit score, and we just did a personal financial analysis, identified what he needed to do for his family in order to buy a home. And I think when people are treated with respect, regardless of their credit score or where they come from, they tell their friends, and their friends come in, and they want to share that same experience.
Joe, just to be sure, is that a service you'll offer to anybody who walks in who's a member?
Member or non-member, come on in, open an account. Our loan officers are trained to better your financial situation.
That is incredible. Okay, Mountain America Credit Union, we have two representatives here on the KSL Real Estate Show with us. It was founded in 2009. Experience speaks volumes, and Mountain America Credit Union is a huge supporter of the Utah community. Today we have Joe Evans. He is the Mountain America Credit Union Corporate Real Estate Manager. And we have Alberto Vasquez. He is the Mountain America Credit Union Mountain West Commercial Real Estate Agent for them. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back. More on the KSL Real Estate Show.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond, of course, is right here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem, and they are all decked out for spring.
They sure are. We have accessories arriving every single day, and I can't even tell you how beautiful everything is. We have tulips. We have peonies. We have, you know, Jeff, I know you're going to be surprised about this.
Pillows.
But we have floral pillows right now, and they are absolutely stunning. We have the most darling poofs, or you can call them cubes, but those are fantastic little ottomans that you can put in front of your fireplace or put in front of a chair.
Wait, they're called poofs?
I call them poofs. Or you can call them a cube, whatever you want to call them. But those are brand new in all different textures, all different colors, and just an inexpensive way to add a little personality and fun. And in Utah, we have more kids than any other state in the country, definitely per capita. So those make great additional chairs for all those kids when you just need somewhere else for people to sit in that family room when you have a big party. So come to Osmond Designs. We have locations in Lehigh and in Orem, over 45,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise, and you can bring your truck and trailer and take it home today. You don't have to wait 3 months to get your furniture, which is always a plus. And you know, the spring time is a great time to do some spring cleaning, decide what you love in your home, and then get rid of the stuff that you don't. So there's my little plug for Osmond Designs. Currently, we have a 20% off the entire store sale going on. And we also have an interior design sale that is $99 for a 1 hour consultation. So come check that out. Today, I'm actually really, really excited to introduce Mountain America Credit Union. You have incredible branches all across the Wasatch Front. And today we have Joe Evans and Alberto Vasquez on the show with us. They both represent Mountain America in the real estate market. And you are always finding really great properties for Mountain America to buy, Alberto. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, yeah. Just a little bit about Mountain West Commercial. It was a boutique firm that was founded in 2009 with about 10 agents and employees. Fast forward 15 years to 2025, I guess 16 years. We're at 117 agents and staff. We have offices throughout the Wasatch Front from Montana down to Las Vegas to Nevada. So we've grown. We initially started just as a retail shop, but now we cover all sectors. So, you know, retail, office, investment, industrial, multifamily, hospitality. So we do that all. And, you know, we have the privilege of working with Mountain America and Credit Union and helping them find new locations.
Well, you're clearly talented because I don't know how Mountain America happens to be able to do this, but your locations are absolutely so perfect. They say in real estate, location, 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 and I think you guys are doing that. So congratulations for your success. Tell me about some of the latest locations that opened and maybe what the plans are for some upcoming, if you can share those.
Sure. We just opened a North Ogden location today, this week, and we will be having our ribbon cutting there very shortly, but it is now open to the public. We also had a recent location in the last few years right on Ogden on 18th and Washington that has been just a massive success. We partnered with Alberto Vasquez and his team to get that location. We actually had to tear down a very old motel that was a blight on the city of Ogden and even move a billboard to get that location. And Mountain West was with us the entire way.
Yeah, it was definitely a complex deal. We don't typically just look for sites that are being advertised, on the listing service, but we'll go out there and see where we're missing, where we need to be. You know, if we need to start cold calling and assembling land, we're happy to do that. So, we just help them find great sites, and we'll put anything together where it makes sense.
Joe Evans, what makes Mountain America Credit Union different from other credit unions in the state of Utah?
Sure. I spoke about that a little bit earlier, but we really value the member experience. We look for ways to help our members, whether it be a first checking account for a teenager or a debit card or saving you fees. You know, if you're frustrated with your financial institution, whether it be customer service or fees, we can provide that. We can help you plan for the future. We actually offer investment services. So if you're looking to figure out how do I retire, we offer those services to our members as well. We offer business banking services. So if you are opening a business and you need help with merchant services, business checking accounts, business lines of credit, as I said earlier, we are the number one SBA credit union lender in the entire nation. We are also the ninth largest credit union, but even though we're growing at an exponential pace, our growth in the last 15 years has been unbelievable. Our CEO, Sterling Nelson, he believes that every member counts and treat every member the same. And so when our members come in, they feel that. And the reason we are still building new branches, brick and mortar, places for our members to conduct their services is because we care about our members' future.
That's incredible. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, here with Jeff Kaplan from KSL. And we have on the show with us today, Joe Evans. He is a member and representative of Mountain America Credit Union. He's actually the corporate real estate manager. That's pretty cool, Joe. And then we also have Alberto Vasquez, and he is with Mountain West Commercial Real Estate. He's an agent, and he represents Mountain America Credit Union and helps them find all of these amazing locations. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
And we're back on the KSL Real Estate Show. Jeff Kaplan here, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And it is always fun to shop at Osmond Designs and buy new furniture. You know, your home is the most important place on earth for you and your family, and it needs to be somewhere that you love to be. Today, we have Mountain America Credit Union on the show with us. And, you know, go get some money from Mountain America Credit Union and then come shopping at Osmond Designs. How about that? We have Joe Evans. He is the corporate real estate manager, and you do an incredible job getting these locations with Alberto Vasquez, and he actually represents Mountain West Commercial Real Estate as an agent, and you help Mountain America find all of these incredible locations all across the Wasatch Front. And like you had mentioned earlier, a lot of that is just cold calling Alberto. You're pretty fiery. I love it.
Yeah, we like to get creative and find the right sites for Mountain America. It's been great to work with them.
I know that in my community, Mountain America is right off the freeway, primo location. It's a somewhat newer branch. Can I ask you a question about real estate? Because you work commercial. Aside from Mountain America, you mentioned that Mountain West, your firm, started in 2009?
2009.
And you've been going ever since, growing and growing and growing, and you're involved in all parts of commercial real estate, including retail. So I have a question. When I grew up, every strip mall was an anchor store of some kind. There were a bunch of little shops, and then at the other end, you had a grocery store. A lot of those little shops are gone over the course of my lifetime. So in this explosion of retail, what's going into these locations?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, things evolve. You have malls that are struggling, right? But then you have some other malls that are thriving. For example, Fashion Place Mall, right? So it just depends on the real estate, you know, access to the shopping center. But yeah, these the new thing that's coming out, they call them lifestyle centers, right? For example, like Farmington Station or Mountain View Village, right? So it's a little bit of it's a mixed use development where you have your retail, retail pads, maybe retail on the main floor, and then you have office or living spaces above that. So that's kind of the new thing that's going on now. The Point, that project that Mountain West is help leasing
over
in
Draper.
In Draper, yeah. So that's it's a large project, but that's they call it a work live play scenario. So you know, a 15-minute city per se, where you can go and you know you have your grocer, your daily needs, your financial institutions, but also if you want to go and see a concert, go to a movie, they have that there as well. And you know, offices right above that, so where you're working. I mean, yeah, it's just they're combining it, and yeah, it's.
They did you see they just announced last week that there's going to be a 5,000 seat venue at the Point that's going to be used for concerts and just about anything else. They're going to be bringing in major acts. At least that's the plan at this point. And the place looks beautiful.
Well, it's another event center that Mountain America Credit Union can sponsor, right? There you go.
I hope so.
I hope so as well. Affordable housing is always a hot topic on this KSL Real Estate Show. And it sounds like, Alberto, that's what the cities are trying to do, is do commercial on the main floor and then maybe do multifamily or office on top to maybe accomplish some of that in their commercial districts. Is that correct?
It is. It is. Yeah. And I mean, you see a lot of that in downtown Salt Lake City, mainly in downtown, you know, maybe put a Subway or a coffee shop or whatever may be on the main floor. And then, you know, have the residential piece up above that.
That's great. I personally own some retail shopping centers, and I can tell you that it has been a great investment. And just like you were saying, they're lifestyle tenants that are coming in. It's the haircut place, the goat haircuts. It's Kitchen 88. Let me give a shout out to one of my tenants, Tapa Sushi. I mean, people are loving going out to eat more than ever, I believe. And so those are always going to be great tenants. They pay great, you know, amounts for their locations if they are located correctly. And Alberto, I can see why your retail and commercial business is booming right now. Mountain America Credit Union, you seem to be, you know, on the outskirts of these retail shopping centers, maybe on those pads. Is that correct?
Yes. So we partner with Mountain West. What they bring to us besides relationship, deal making, but it's also just knowledge. Their job is to know where the next grocer is going to go. We prefer to have a credit union right in front of a brand new Smith's, a brand new Albertsons, a Macy's. In fact, we are happy to announce that we are building a new branch in Sandy, Utah. Sandy. Right there on 94th and Highland Drive. We are very excited for this. We kind of dominate Sandy. Our corporate headquarters are there. We built a new branch on State Street in 94th. And 94th and Highland, we are extremely excited about that. That project's going to start soon. We will be building a new location in Syracuse across from the new announced Costco that's going in, thanks to our partnership with Mountain West. We will be building a new location in Roy, right off the new exit on 5600 South. And there are just many more to come. We're doing two branches in St. George this next year. We're very excited about that. One, go ahead.
At what point do you reach saturation where you're across the street from another Mountain America branch?
So in Utah, we build for need. You know, we have several branches that are extremely successful. In fact, right now in Rose Park, we have a branch that was outdated. We are building a brand new branch for those members, you know, so that it has more offices so they can go and meet with our loan officers. We're doing one on Redwood and 25th because both of our branches in between those are extremely busy and our members need that member service. 3500 South in Redwood across from Valley Fair Mall has been extremely successful for us. West Valley City just announced that they're getting a new hospital. And so we can see that growth. And it is, I believe, the fourth largest city in the state. And we see the trends. Mountain West, we partner with Mountain West. They tell us where the grocer's going. We negotiate and we have a lot of competition here in Utah.
Once you build these branches or at least create the plans, it seems that banks are changing the way they look when you walk in. It's like the bank of the future is kind of happening now. No counters anymore at a lot of locations. Is that the way you're going?
Yeah. In fact, Kaysville, your hometown branch, we called that the branch of the future back in 2015 when it was built. It's glass. It's visible. It's open, but it's still secure and our members are comfortable coming in, discussing their personal finances, finding solutions for their living needs. The newest branch in North Ogden is a beautiful building. We have a really sophisticated design team. In fact, we just hired an interior designer on our team to help us get the best layout so that our members feel comfortable in these situations.
Well, it could be sticky, I would imagine, because you walk in, it's an open space, there's a lot of glass, but the message you have to deliver when you sit down on the couch is, hey, I'm broke. You don't necessarily want everybody in the community listening in.
Yeah, and we do take our security extremely seriously. We have an entire security team that protects our buildings, protects our members. Our IT team is top-notch in making sure that your mobile app is secure. If there's any breach, that is we take those concerns so seriously because it can shut down an entire credit union. That actually did happen in California this past year, where a credit union shut down for over 2 weeks due to a security breach. And we watch those trends. Our members' data and financial security is of utmost importance.
That's the plot of Zero Day on Netflix. Fun show, sort of.
I think it can be intimidating walking into a credit union, especially for being a first-time home buyer. I remember feeling all those nerves and I'm basically signing my life away. But looking back, I just think it was more secure and less stressful than actually signing a tenant lease, because you're investing in yourself and in your future. And, you know, home ownership is the American dream. It's the Utah dream. We all want that. What are some tips or strategies you have for someone that is coming in, you know, Joe, for residential that they want to buy a home, but then Alberto, for someone that wants to be in the commercial sector and be an investor? Alberto, what are some tips?
Yeah. You know, there's different avenues, to invest in real estate. Also, you know, we have a capital markets group who we can put you in touch with, and they, you know, they listen to your scenario and they will help you find the best deal out there, whether, you know, say it's a SBA, you know, 7A, 504, whatever it may be. Also, you know, there's different avenues. You know, you can also jump, you know, invest in REITs, which invest in multiple properties, right? Or, you know, there's...
Wait, REITs, R-E-I-T, is that what that is?
That is R-E-I-T.
Oh, okay, I got it.
So a real estate investment trust. So that's an easier way if you do want to invest in real estate, right? You know, it's like investing in the stock market. Instead of buying the S&P 500 index, you're buying, into a REIT which owns multiple properties throughout the nation.
So excellent.
That's that's the easiest way. Or like I said, you know, you can go and, you know, meet with Mount America and say you want to buy a Starbucks on the corner. You buy that property and then you have a ground lease. That,
so what's the difference between a REIT, an REIT, which is like investing in the stock market, and picking a property and saying, I'm buying this? Heather, I know you're going to argue which one is better.
I'm a little biased, but yes, Alberto, I want your opinion.
Yeah, it's owning that asset flat out. So when you invest in a real estate investment trust, it's basically it's a fund. It's a fund that invests in multiple properties. So, but when you invest in a specific property, like I said, you know, say you have a Starbucks on the corner that's a ground lease and you own that real estate. Starbucks is paying, you know, a monthly rent. And yeah, you just collect checks and you don't have to deal with anybody else.
I call it mailbox money. We all need more mailbox money in our lives. I'm just saying, and investing in real estate is the way to do it. 90% of all millionaires made their money in real estate, and they probably went to Mountain America Credit Union and received loans to invest in real estate. And the money that you can oftentimes make in real estate can far exceed the money that you can make working 40 hours a week at your day job. So please consider investing in real estate. Consider going to Mountain America Credit Union. Today we have Joe Evans and Alberto Vasquez on the show with us. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back on the KSL Real Estate Show.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
It's the Real Estate Show. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And we are loving our spring selections at Osmond Designs. So please come check that out. Whether you are needing furniture or interior design for your residential home or maybe even your commercial business that you own. We do, of course, full service of both categories. So please call Osmond Designs. Currently, we're working on Pride of Homes, which we're super excited about, not only Utah Valley, but also Salt Lake and Park City. So that will be exciting. Lots of new things there. Today, we get to talk about money, which is always fun on the Real Estate Show. We have Joe Evans. He is the corporate real estate manager for Mountain America Credit Union. And we also have Alberto Vasquez, and he is actually representing Mountain West Commercial. He's a real estate agent and is very closely associated with Mountain America Credit Union in helping them get all of these incredible locations all across the Wasatch Front. So great job, Alberto. It's pretty impressive. Mountain America is a nonprofit, being a credit union, but there is some legislation going on right now. Tell us a little bit about that, Joe.
Yeah, so right now there's a lot of changes happening in the government. The tax cuts that took place in 2017 are set to expire in 2025, and behind closed doors in Congress, they are floating the idea of taxing credit unions. And just wanted to put that out there. If you go to www.macu.com, Mountain America's website, there is a link to don'ttaxmycreditunion.org. And this affects all 4,000 credit unions across this country. Utah has the highest percentage of credit union membership out of any state in the country. People in Utah like saving money, and credit unions save our members money more than a bank. And we believe that this is a way that banks want us to pay taxes, but when you look at the green picture of things, credit unions are only make up 7% of the entire financial institution portfolio in this country. So we feel like 92% of people are trying to get the other 7% that invest in our communities. We offer better rates. We offer better savings. We work with our communities in growth and small business and buying a house. So feel free to reach out to your representative. I do have good knowledge that three of our members in this House of Representatives in the state of Utah, Kennedy, Malloy, and Owens, are on board with this. But feel free to go to that website, don'ttaxmycreditunion.org.
Wait, they're on board with what? Putting the tax on or keeping it off?
Oh, good point. They're on the credit union side. But it, as you know, in Congress, it takes all 400 plus House of Representatives to make sure that this doesn't work. We are working strongly with our local partners right now, and I believe every credit union out there has a message to his members to protect what credit unions can do to help the regular person or the underserved person. We have credit unions in Altamont, Utah, Duchesne, Utah, places where Wells Fargo left. We are there, and we are there for our members.
And I love that you're investing in our communities, which I think is more important than ever. You are boots on the ground. Most of these employees live in these areas and love to see these areas thrive. Alberto, here's a question for you. Is now a good time to get into commercial real estate?
Yes. Simple answer is yes. You know, with interest rates increasing, it makes it a little bit difficult. But over the years, as you can see the trends, real estate's always appreciating. I mean, don't get me wrong. We have, in 2008 with the recession, we had a decrease there, but for the most part, it's usually increasing. So, I mean, if you want to invest in real estate, it's always a great time. I mean, you can go to Mount America and get some funding there, and then feel free to use Mountain West Commercial for whatever you need. If you're purchasing, selling, or, you need at least some shop space, like some of your shopping centers, let us help you out there. We're a full service brokerage. We also provide property management, and we also provide capital markets.
How do people find you, Alberto?
MTNWest.com.
Excellent. I love real estate. I'm a little biased because not only do I own personally some commercial properties, but also some residential, and it's a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Joe Evans. He is from Mountain America Credit Union. He is the corporate real estate manager on the show with us today. And then also Alberto Vasquez, and he represents Mountain West Commercial. He's a real estate agent and has been helping Mountain America Credit Union find all of their killer locations across the Wasatch Front. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of...
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.